Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Dumbass. At the club,
Club 1080. That's 50% stupid.
Me.
Figuratively and literally.
Well, my.
Third of all, I'm the man.
Souk and Rob's passion are always.
You guys talk for a living.
Talk?
That ain't no bird.
Always happy.
Okay. All right. It's okay. Club hour. Hi, guys.
So,
we put on our club pants.
I am actually wearing pants today for the first time in months.
I wore jeans. I put on jeans.
Yeah, me too. I need a new.
What did you just say?
Huh?
You say shorts until it gets bad.
I know.
Well, it's kind of bad.
Yeah, but it's going to be 80 next week.
Yeah, I know, but I
went shorts and a hoodie.
I failed you.
I'm looking for I need a new brand of jeans.
Yeah.
I've been going with like these kind of Levi's for a while, but I feel like branching out. But the jean game is it's very intimidating.
I'm in a very similar boat to you.
Right?
I've had the same Levi's where I've rebought them a couple of times. I kind of want to change it up this winter.
Yeah, I like the Levi's 541s. They got a little bit of that stretch. I like when stuff now gets a little bit of the spandex in there.
I think I've got the 559s.
Got a little bit of the movement, but I feel like I need to branch out. But every time I go to buy pants, jeans or pants, it's overwhelming to me. You just like walk into like a Nordstrom or a Rack or wherever it is you're going to buy your clothes, and it's just,
Do you know where I go? You're right. There are a lot of jeans on the market.
Yes.
For men, beautiful men like us.
And sizes mean nothing, by the way.
No, you're exactly right about that,
Absolutely
too.
Absolutely nothing.
It depends on the brand.
Yes.
So here's what you do. Okay, Jace?
Yeah.
Go to Saks Off Fifth.
Saks Off Fifth?
Go there.
I don't know where that's at.
Well, there's one in Bridgeport Village, I think.
Okay.
There may be multiple, but go in there.
That's like outlet Saks Fifth Avenue, right?
It's Saks Fifth Avenue outlet.
Okay.
It's just like Nordstrom's Rack.
Sure.
And go in there, and some things will be astronomically expensive, and other things will be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Super cheap. Go to the super cheap area and just start trying on.
Yeah, you just...
Because you can't be...
Exactly.
There's no one brand. There's no one color. There's no one size. It just... You never know. Just go through what you think is priced right, what you can live with price-wise, and you'll find a couple. Take six or seven in there. And you'll find a couple pair that you're like, oh, these fit. You know what? I don't know this brand, but I like this.
Yeah, sticker shock on jeans, too, can be it can be a bit much.
You're getting a couple of pairs, and you're like, over 100. What on earth is happening?
You're like, what? Well, I found a pair at Nordstrom Rack, and I was like, oh, these are kind of nice. And it was on the clearance rack, so I was like, oh, that's great. And then I looked down at the clearance price and went, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
They're like 110 on clearance. Like, what?
Yeah, those are like $300 jeans.
Yeah, you're like, what? I just can't. It's a weird thing. I have a hard time pulling the trigger. All right. Saks
Off Fifth.
Saks Off Fifth.
It's just the Nordstrom. It's the Saks version rack. Of Nordstrom.
And you just got to plow through some different ones to see what you like.
Well, again, I say start with the prices because there will be jeans that are that you look at the prices and go, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then there will be other racks where you look at the prices and go, okay, this is my rack.
Sure.
And then that narrows it down instantly. And then you from in there you try on different just trying a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah. And some places
you never know what
and,
you're gonna like.
And like I know I went to the Nordstrom rack because you can try them on. Some places right now aren't letting you try anything on. And I don't know who on earth could buy pants without trying anything on. That's the most foolish decision you can possibly make, is to go in and think you know what size pants you are and buy them. That is right out.
They're just too inconsistent.
Yeah.
You know, brand to brand.
Yeah.
Mike, did you get the classic hit that we need here for the segment?
Not yet, no.
All right. Well, so now what do we do?
Are we talking about Eddie Murphy's classic hit? Because for whatever reason,
party
that was...
all the time.
That
party
was trending
all the time.
Today for some reason.
Party All the Time was?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, the headline was, people forget that Eddie Murphy once tried to be a musician, and then they were doing Party All the Time.
Well, it's probably because of Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's probably why.
So Vin Diesel...
Feel like I do.
...was on Kelly Clarkson's talk show. Raise your hand if you knew Kelly Clarkson had a talk show.
Just figured that out the other day. And that was my exact question at the time to everyone else in my family. When the hell did Kelly Clarkson get a TV show?
Kelly Clarkson, very talented.
Yeah, she's loved by everyone. Like, no one hates her.
No one hates her.
She's like...
That's the key. No one hate you.
Yeah, she's Rosie O'Donnell before Rosie got angry at everyone and before we found out that Ellen DeGeneres is a raging bitch.
Okay, this is a little weird because the clip is funny because on the Kelly Clarkson show, she has her studio audience on Zoom.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of people who are dancing generically to this song on Zoom, and it's weird in the video clip.
Okay.
But this is how Vin Diesel came out with his big hit, his big release was on the Kelly Clarkson show. And who knew Vin Diesel did EDM, but apparently he does. And I am here to tell you that it's not that bad.
Really?
Let's take a listen.
Mark Sinclair, by the way.
What?
His name's Mark Sinclair.
Oh, that's his name?
I find it fascinating that we've just accepted that someone changed their name to Vin Diesel and we're like, that? No. Vin Diesel?
Well, a lot of people have fake names.
I understand that. But Vin Diesel? What are you in, Boogie Nights? Well, what are you going to go by? I'm rebranding myself Vin Diesel.
So this song has been trending all day. That's what the kids say.
Feel Like I Do?
It's called Feel Like I Do, and people are liking it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You can hear it.
I feel like it's missing a little bit of the EDM punch, though. It sounds more poppy.
Yeah.
I bet that it's going to drop here in a minute, though, I bet. I bet there's a point in the song where you get the drop.
Where we can all fist pump and jump up and down.
Champs!
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, here it comes. Yeah, it's kind of, that's like, sounds like every other EDM song.
Exactly. It's just, but if this came on the radio, I wouldn't think twice about it. My kids
it's not bad, though.
No.
It's not bad.
But let me just say this for the record. That thing is the most overly produced record that you could possibly do.
What?
In no way is that, like, that thing is so auto-tuned and, like, 19 different, like, synthesizers behind that. I don't think you really want Vin Diesel singing.
Well, that's EDM, though.
I'm just saying, I think they could take you in and do that exact song with you, and it would be the same thing. That's not...
Well, you've heard me sing, though.
Yes, that's not Vin Diesel. That's not the way he sounds. He will not be performing that live, I can assure you. Set the auto-tune to full power.
Well, I don't know. He's getting pretty good reviews on that.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean,
on the internet.
Yeah, I can see. But here's the thing. If that's not Vin Diesel releasing that, if that's, you know, whatever.
Eddie Murphy?
If that's John Tracy, and then that's not a hit. This is the weird thing about celebrities. It's like when a celebrity launches a product, right? Like, you know, Kylie Jenner is like, oh, I'm going to release my own brand of jeans. It only works because it's Kylie Jenner. Like, no one's listening to that because it's a, you know, no one's going to listen to that and be like, hey, let's give this guy a record deal. This is Vin Diesel. And so then people are like, oh, that's Vin Diesel. And they listen to it and you're like, oh, it's not bad. But you're not that's not a breakthrough hit for anyone. It's just Vin Diesel. It's like when you're already famous, you can pretty much do whatever you want and have it be a success. Like, Vin Diesel can launch a brand of jeans and it's going to be just fine. If you launch a brand of jeans, not so much.
All right. Coming up next, use condoms packed for resale. Let's talk about that. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Let's get into it.
That'll be next on The Fan.
Why?
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Now, on last night's regrettable broadcast, we were talking about crapping your pants.
Yeah.
Did you see the Jerry Nadler video?
I did.
Okay, so
I feel bad because I don't want there to be like a serious problem there, and then we're making fun of it.
No, we know what happened.
Okay,
so if you haven't seen the Jerry Nadler video, he is up on stage while Nancy Pelosi, and Jerry Nadler, by the way, he's a congressman from New York.
Yeah.
You've probably seen him. And they're doing a press conference about something, and he's up there, and there's about a 15-second video of him.
And he's just off to the right of Pelosi, and he
waddles off the stage, and boy, I tell you what, fella.
That looks
so much like he is crapping his pants.
It looks like the poop walk. Either he is trying to prevent it,
yes,
and there's a lot of clenching,
yes,
or...
and he's leaving to go...
Yeah, or it's already happened.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
Because it's so odd because Pelosi is speaking and he just kind of heads off. And I didn't want to make a comment on it because I was like, what if he's got like some sort of neurological disorder or he's sick? Because
we don't really know what's happening, but he's come out and explained it.
Okay,
if you believe them. But yeah, I mean, I believe this. I just didn't know Jerry Nadler was so big. Like you see his head. Like, you know how they do the headshots and stuff when they're speaking and whatnot, and he's sitting behind a desk, Congress and everything. I had no idea how big he was. He is a overweight man. He's almost 350 pounds.
He looks a little bit
and
like,
he's only 5'4".
Yeah, he looks like Grimace a little bit.
He's like Humpty Dumpty. Like, he is huge down below, and he looks skinny up top.
Yeah, that's why I said Grimace.
So he's very...
like a bell curve, you know?
Yeah, he's
voluptuous.
To me, it's shocking to see what Jerry Nadler's body looks like.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm not trying to make fun of him. I just, it's a little jarring. So when you see this video, you're like, whoa. And then it looks like he's having to, you know, let her rip.
Sure.
But he came out and said, and he's been open about this, apparently. I was reading up on it. They said that he's had doctors tell him, you're going to die. You have too many health problems. You have to lose weight. And
well, he fainted. Like there was some sort of congressional thing, I remember. And
yes,
and he like went down on live TV.
And that brings us to what was happening in this video. He said it was very hot in that room. He has had a lot of health problems and he was dehydrated and he was starting to feel woozy and sick. And he's a bigger gentleman. And so he was holding his hands out to try to get his balance, but he was actually going to sit down. But he's fine. They said that his doctor checked him out. He just was feeling a bit ill. He did not take a dump in his shorts. But boy, does it not look like it.
Right as we were talking about it, someone sent us the video. And I thought about commenting on it. And I was like, no, because that was my first thought. Is like, if that dude had a stroke or something, and like we're not piling on anyone for that. But
it
certainly...
The
evidence is overwhelming, and it's circumstantial, but it's damning evidence. Like, if you see someone out and about like that, your first thought is that poor bastard. And the only thing that would have made that like 100% guilty is if you do the hand behind you. And I don't know why that is, but when you're really in trouble, you feel like somehow by placing your hand behind you that can somehow hold it in.
It probably gives you some modicum of like, I can save this. It's like a security blanket, your hand.
Yeah, what?
Nobody will
that?
See a brown stain if my hand is there.
No one has ever managed to fight that off with a hand in the back, and yet you do it. And he even has the, it's the shuffle because you're trying to hurry, but you can't
hurry. Yeah, he's shuffling.
Everything's working to keep the sphincter nice and tight. Yes.
God, there's a drop for everything.
There really is. And I believe we were talking about this exact thing.
We were. This has become startlingly thematic for the show.
Startlingly frequent.
You guys are just preparing for your old age.
Well,
old age.
Look, man.
Look, it happens.
That dude's waddling something fierce.
Yeah.
Bleh.
Look, I'm lactose intolerant and I eat dairy all the time. I know I'm playing with fire. I know what's up.
Okay, let's go primetime Vietnam.
This is the disturbing story.
Police there say they found about 322,000 recycled used condoms that were being repackaged as new.
Hey-o!
Yeah.
What?
Market inspectors in the Binh Dong province.
There's no way that's real.
Yeah.
There's no... This is
Some
the Onion.
Ting Wong.
This is the Onion.
The Binh Dong province. Only
Some
in...
Ting Wong.
The used condom story could only go down in the Binh Dong province.
Tell me you made that up.
No, he did not.
It's Binh Dong.
Binh Dong.
Binh Dong. Raided a factory near Ho Chi Minh City where they discovered used condoms being repackaged to be sold at the market. An inspector said the factory's 34-year-old owner, a woman, confessed they purchased the condoms from someone else.
Okay, I got right off the get-go.
So much questions.
Two things. One, who's raiding a condom factory? What? Second, not that she bought the used condoms. Who the hell has 300,000 used condoms to sell? What is happening? Where do you come up with 300,000 used condoms?
After buying the condoms from a man, they were washed and reshaped, then packed in plastic bags. Video taken by Vietnam state broadcaster VTV and obtained by Reuters news agency shows sacks filled with condoms.
Yes, and like the, and by the way, washed, they just put them like in a big silver bowl. And then they just give them like, they just sit in like some lukewarm water and then away you go. Like, what?
How is that effectively cleaning it?
It's not.
Well, but can we talk about the idea of even trying to clean them in the first place?
Well, again, you still haven't answered my first question.
Effectively cleaning? Who cares if they're effectively cleaned? It's a used condom.
I need you to answer me the first query that I have on this is, well, who has 300,000 used condoms?
And where are they finding them?
I think it's like used golf ball guy.
He's like, there's different grades. Because used golf balls, there's like 5A, 4A, 3A. What's the 2A condom?
Look, there's money to be made on it, and nobody's doing it. That's the key.
Can I ask the other question? Condoms aren't that expensive. What's the...
Well?
What's the markup on condoms versus slightly used condoms? And is there such thing as a slightly used condom versus a well-worn?
It's a terrifying story.
It is. And by the way, when you look at the factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's just say that the stellar health rating not coming their way anytime soon.
And isn't this straight out of the what you don't know won't hurt you department?
Oh, I think it's what you don't know is going to kill you.
Yeah. I mean, what won't hurt you?
Well, no, I'm saying.
This has the potential to really greatly hurt you.
Right. But I'm just saying you don't want to know. Like, if you bought those. It's best to just not see this story.
Probably.
You know?
Like, if you know, I'm assuming if you're buying Trojan or what's the other, like, big brand?
Durex or whatever.
If you're doing that, I guess. But if you're going on the internet to order discount condoms, might want to
Made with love in Vietnam.
Yeah, you might. Although they're probably all made in Vietnam, to be honest with you. Maybe that's the terrifying thing. Look on the back of your three-pack right now and see if it says made in Vietnam. Because if it does, be a little worried.
All right. Up next, I've got...
Someone said, I don't think waste management is filtering out used condoms. Exactly. So where are they coming up with them? Where?
That well, is maybe not, the guy has lots of, you know.
That is not by the
300,000.
If you told me that this was 100 used condoms, I'd be like, all right, it's sick and disturbing, but I suppose you can come up with 100 used condoms.
Maybe they cut a deal with all the
the brothels.
Yeah, like all the little shops.
Like all I can imagine now is like, you know, you see like the old dudes cruising around collecting like Coke cans to like be, you know, to be recycled. Is there just like a bunch of old dudes in Vietnam cruising around, like use condoms, deposit them here? You're taking like a 5 cent recycle thing? That's just wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think that was something that was a thing, but
if you would have, if we had to play the fun game of the number one product that can't be repackaged and used, I might say condom number one.
Yeah.
Find me something other than condom. Diaper, perhaps.
Although the diapers, they have cloth diapers.
That's true.
You know,
I was thinking more like a pair. Like no one in the history of the world has ever put slightly used Depends. You know, great deal. That's never happened. It's like if you ever been to like a thrift store or whatever. Maybe you're going, you know, maybe you shop there, or you're going for like a Halloween costume, or whatever, and you see the underwear department. You're like, whoa, like that's. Yeah, no, you don't buy used underwear. That's one of those, I'm going to need a fresh package. But I would assume that condom is very, very high up on that list of things that
you would
should
think.
Not be reused.
All right, up next, look at the kids being dumb again. And what will be this year's most offensive Halloween costumes? Oh. Here's Mike.
I'm an eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
Reading about Halloween costumes today.
I thought Halloween-y was canceled.
Well, there's some confusion about that.
Yeah, I think we were told not to go trick-or-treating.
I've seen a ton of Spirit Halloween stores open.
Yeah, they're definitely selling costumes. I think that, well, look, we haven't really covered Halloween yet. It's not close enough, but I'm guessing that a lot of our leaders will tell us to stay home.
Yeah.
And tell the kids, you know.
Well, you've already got masks on, so you're outdoors, you're wearing masks.
Right.
What's the problem?
Could it be any worse than, you know, kids being in school or what? I don't know.
Well, kids aren't in school, though.
Well, some are.
Not here.
In the United States, though.
Something tells me the South will have Halloween. None of my kids are young enough for Halloween, so it doesn't affect me, but...
Sometimes kids, like, don't even know it's Halloween unless you tell them. So just don't even tell them.
Just hand them a bunch of candy.
Like, hey,
and be
when's
like,
Halloween? Well, like, they don't know. They don't follow the calendar.
I won't buy any candy this year for Halloween to hand out. We don't get many kids to come to my house anyways, and I can't
imagine.
You're
not opening the door to all that COVID?
Well, I just don't think anyone's going to come. I mean, I live with the old, so... I mean, every year we get just, it's less and less. So I just can't imagine.
It's going to be a slow year.
I'm guessing this year, if we did like turn on the lights and put out the pumpkins, I'm guessing we get two, three knocks.
You also don't want like the shared bowl. You don't want all the kids reaching their hands in to touch all the same candies over.
Well, I never do that. I'm a reach my hand in and I distribute the candy. I do not allow the
kids. But
where
has your hand been to the kids?
Well, I got hand sanitizer. I'll put it right there, or maybe I'm wearing gloves. I don't know. I just don't think I'm going to have any kids at the house. I mean, I guess maybe we buy like a small bag of candy.
I just eat the candy.
Yeah, probably. And that's my point is if I buy the candy, it's just going to be me eating it. And I'm trying not to eat a bunch of Halloween candy.
So I was wondering what this year's offensive Halloween costume will be. And I was reading an article where they said one of the big Halloween costume makers that always makes the offensive stuff, like the sexy stuff and the offensive stuff, whatever, the whatever's hot that year, they said that they will not be making sexy COVID costumes.
Really?
They believe that COVID is not something to...
Well, there are 200,000 people that are dead.
Right. Yet they will make an Anne Frank costume.
Oh.
Which is out there.
How is...
It's very popular, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, like little Anne Frank outfit. That's a thing.
So a Holocaust, like, yes. like with the striped pajamas with, like, if the you Jewish don't know star?
No. She was wearing, I think photos of her have her in a, it's a different outfit. It wasn't a concentration camp outfit.
Oh, I was going to say, it's like,
do see that.
I was like, is someone really putting on the pajamas with the star? Like,
Seen that.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, they make an Anne Frank costume, but no sexy COVID. For the ladies.
There will be a COVID one, I'm guessing, though?
Well, I'm guessing people will have hazmat suits and think they're funny or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know that, like, generic image that goes around the little bacteria or whatever with the little sprouts? Well, I'm sure that'll be a costume. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking, is it would be something like that. I'm assuming there'll be some sort of COVID thing.
2020 has a lot to... how should I put this? Not make fun of, but, like, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of content this year that could... If people have a sense of humor, could make for some good Halloween costumes, but I'm guessing COVID isn't one of them.
I'm guessing that there will be some, this is my prediction, there will be someone that will be fired, national headlines.
No question.
Someone's going as Breonna Taylor or...
I hope not.
Someone's going as one of the someone's going as George Floyd.
George Floyd.
Someone's going as...
Going as that as a positive or a negative?
A negative. Someone will be fired. There will be a party somewhere. Someone will be in blackface. There will be something. Maybe the cops. There will be a costume somehow surrounding that, and someone's going down. Guaranteed that happens.
Well, there will be. Look, you're probably not far off, unfortunately, because inevitably it happens every year.
Yep.
That you get the cross the line Halloween costume.
Yep. But that's mine, is that the George Floyd or Breonna Taylor, 100%, or the cops that did it. I mean, we had 9/11 people dressing up as 9/11 buildings, and another person dressing up as an airplane. Yeah. What's some of the other ones I remember? The Steve Irwin was a big one for a while, with, like, the stingray, like stapled into the chest. There's probably some Ruth Bader. I'm guessing you'll probably see some of those.
Tons of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ton of that. Someone said maybe some Kobe costumes.
Kobes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about him today.
You might get some. See, that's the one. Same thing with the RBG. You'll probably get some positive and some negatives. This is like, you'll get some people that'll just dress up like Kobe, and then there'll be
helicopter jokes.
Yeah. Just like I can see Ruth Bader, like, some people dressing up in honor of her, and then some, you know, zombie sort of, you know, taking shots or something. It's not going to be good.
Well, no sexy COVID. Okay.
I don't even know how you would do sexy COVID, but...
Well, you do sexy anything. You know the ladies, they love the sexy...
Yeah.
Sexy anything.
Well, and we do too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean...
Yeah.
You're telling me you've ever...
That's the greatest part of Halloween.
Exactly. You just...
Women in sexy outfits.
Yeah. Except I haven't been
to... That are kind of naughty.
I haven't been to a Halloween party in years.
Yeah, because you're an adult.
Yeah. Well, and then for the most part, I mean, throughout the years, I've just been taking my kids trick-or-treating, so... You know, that's about it. And I don't know about you, but in your neighborhood, but like mine, none of the parents dress up when we go out.
No, come on.
But occasionally you see like the one, there's always like that one mom that's really into it and they're dressed up. But I don't know. For the most part, I just walk around and, you know, take my kids and, you know, do a little nighttime drinking.
And finally, Jason, look at the kids being dumb again. Have you seen the latest TikTok challenge?
I thought TikTok was gone.
Not yet. I think they're getting rid of it, or at least they're threatening to.
Yeah, he said if it wasn't sold to an American company, they were going to ban it.
But you know what the kids are saying?
What?
Like, the kids are savvy. They know that... apparently, you can just download the TikTok from other countries.
Oh, and then still have it?
And use that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
What will we do without TikTok? Oh, no!
The latest challenge posted on TikTok is known as the Benadryl Challenge.
Okay.
And the kids, they... take large doses of Benadryl to try to hallucinate.
Does that work?
Yes, but it's very dangerous. Don't do it.
But it works.
It can. You take too much Benadryl,
Can I just ask, is it that hard to get shrooms?
For the kids, you mean?
I mean, you're a teenager.
Right.
You're telling me you can't? There is literally a bus, not a bus, but like a, it's a, what are the V-dub vans that's parked by some apartments over by where I live. And it's got mushrooms just like on it. Like it, the guy has painted it with mushrooms and psychedelic colors. Just go find him. Like who doesn't, or yeah, just go to any like, apartment complex and stand on the corner of it and ask, hey, does anyone have mushrooms? Someone will say yes.
Well, it's a decent point. When there are drugs that are out there that, I mean, look, they're not, it's not that they're safe, but they're, you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Why do you then go down this road? Like when you can get the same, you know what I mean? Like, what is the difference? Like the, something about the word challenge being in there is like, I'm going to take a bunch of antihistamine and
yeah,
hallucinate. Well, why don't you just do, like, to your point, why don't you just do shrooms?
Do shrooms.
I guess the kids can't do shrooms. You
oh,
know,
yeah, they can.
Well, but you can't acquire shrooms as easily as you can Benadryl.
I suppose.
Benadryl's in everyone's cabinet, you know. So that's what they're doing.
NyQuil? I don't, I guess.
One kid took 14 Benadryl pills. And ended up in the emergency room in Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm guessing if you take 14 pills of anything, you're ending up in the emergency room, right? I mean,
her resting heart rate was 199.
Seems perfectly normal and healthy. Gosh, kids are stupid, but then again, so are adults.
That's a pretty dumb one.
Yeah. I mean, 14, and you take it all at once, or you just kind of...
They take it all at
you
once.
Just go all at
Skittle,
once, huh?
That is.
Jeez.
Is there pretty aggressive.
Is there something to counteract that? You do like some blow with it?
I don't know.
Jeez.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan. Every morning at the mine, this is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
A very special edition of Great Ducks coming up next. Ducks Insider at 8. Hello? Hello?
Do I have to say again, why is there not a special edition of Great Cougs?
Well, we're not home of the Cougs, but maybe we can do one. But
we used to be.
Yeah, we're going over the great Oregon DBs, and you will not be on that list.
No, I will not be on that list. I once got a Big Hit of the Week award for hitting Chad Cota.
Oh, well, that does give you the best tie of anyone in this room to right? the great Oregon Ducks secondary, special coming up.
And it was one of these where, like, it was on a screen, and I'm the worst screen blocker of all time.
I beg to differ.
So, so I'm wandering downfield looking for somebody to hit, and all of a sudden there's Chad Cota. And Chad Cota is really good. And so I'm like, dude, he doesn't see me. I'm going to blast him. So I go running over there, which at full speed for me is not very fast. So he had plenty of time to be aware of my presence and turn and see me coming. And then, you know, when they do that, they don't have a lot of room to ramp up, but they ramp up and hit you anyway. So he did that, and we collided. And I lost that hit. Like, he drilled me. Like, I was seeing stars. But I was so much bigger than he was. He fell down, so it looked like a good block. Although it wasn't a really good block. It was just that I was bigger than him. But I got an award that week for a Big Hit of the Week.
Hey, so. There you go. Me and John have often had the debate on who was the world's worst screen blocker, and it's never been settled.
It's me. You're lucky there's not enough film back from when I played. There's a lot of just me wandering down the middle of the camera. And I don't ever hit anybody.
I've never been more uncomfortable than when I'm out in open space trying to hit someone little. It's so sad. Like every now and then, like I'll see an old clip of a BYU game, and I'm like, oh God, I hope we don't have a screen.
Why are the Sicanics so bad at it?
I don't know. It's genetic. I'm blaming our father. It's sad and pathetic.
Yeah, it's actually so when you're that big and you're running in open space. And you're going against, because that's when you're going against a little guy. You're going against a DB, probably, maybe a smaller linebacker. Those guys, like in open space, they're like a trout. They're hard to catch. and so, inevitably, you're big and you're moving in one direction. It's not hard. It's not easy to stop and turn and change direction. Hmm. So when you try to do that on film, Like, in real life, it doesn't feel that bad, but on film, it just looks like you're stumbling drunk.
Yep.
And you end up not hitting people. My coach used to call me Nolan Ryan because he's like, you're going for throwing another no-hitter. didn't hit anybody on that one. And it just, it makes you look awkward. And I mean, I was a pretty good athlete and stuff, but just in open space trying to hit somebody little and fast, it just makes you look bad. And it's not a good look.
And you get a lot of this. Like, you just don't even see someone, and he'll run right by you. And then on film, that was mine. Like, I would just be running. I didn't see it. Like, I had, like, the worst vision. I had, like, blinders on, and someone would run right by me. And my coach on film would be like, what the hell are you doing? Why didn't you block that? And there's no answer for it. You're just like, I
didn't see him.
I didn't see him. And they're like, how? Like, he literally ran right by you. And you're like, I don't know what to tell you, coach. I don't know.
When you practice the screen in practice, like, it's some dummy standing back there holding a bag.
Yeah.
So you're like, run down there and hit that guy. Well, he's always there because he's standing there holding a bag. But in a game, guess what? They don't stand there and hold a bag. They run.
Yep.
And so after about 3 yards, where you think you're going is no longer where you're supposed to be going. And then you have to change on the fly, and it's just not – it's not a good thing.
It got so bad that my coach just said, just go cut someone. Like, just throw your body at their feet, because even if you miss, you can kind of get in their way. And then after, like, 2 or 3 games, he's like, God, don't do that anymore. Because it was even worse when I tried to cut people. Like, then it just, at least if you're
just, like, flopping on the ground.
Yeah, it just ends up me laying on the ground. I never hit anything. It was just me, like, falling on grass. And he's like, God, just, you're embarrassing yourself.
I
couldn't do it.
You know what I did? And this is a tribute to the great Mark McCloskey, who taught me this technique, is you got to – don't go after the guy you're supposed to go after. Hit the closest guy to you. And if you hit him hard, you'll get in trouble for hitting the wrong guy.
Yeah.
But they can't make fun of you for not throwing a good block. So I used to do that. I would just hit somebody, and coach would be like, that's a great block, Sikanic. It's the wrong guy. And the guy you were supposed to block made the tackle. But – you know, at least you're not running around not hitting anybody.
Good little football talk there.
It's and I hate to tell you this, that's 100% true. And
I enjoyed that.
In no way is any of that made up or embellished.
You know, we've been on the air for a long time together, and I had no idea about the Sukanik's inability to screen block. That's great.
It's bad.
All right.
Horrible.
Have a good night.
All right, go Kooks.
Have a good weekend. Love your body. Great Ducks coming up next, followed by Ducks Insider. So keep it here. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.